Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Let's BOGO! The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday fast?
Yeah.
Oh, the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Afternoons on the Score.
He didn't have a bad year.
No, he did not.
I think throughout the whole season, did he do like 5 or 6 interceptions?
Yep.
As a rookie? Dude, like, come on, man. Like, you got to give that man his props. Like, of course he got sacked, or maybe he held the ball too long, whatever. And it's like, it's seeming like he was kind of like learning on his own almost. You know what I mean?
Spice Adams talking about Caleb Williams and some of the struggles that he had last year. And yeah, it did seem like at times he was on his own because you were going to leave his tutelage to Shane Waldron?
Yeah, just a brutal, brutal hire. An embarrassing process, all of it.
Where does he go? Does he go, okay, well, I'll go talk to the head coach?
No.
Nope, no help there.
Only when the cameras for Hard Knocks are around. That's when you go talk to the head coach.
Let me go back to my quarterback room. There's a vet in here that can, well, nope.
There was no vet player. Now, to your point,
if Nick Saban had left the room, you got no shot, Caleb. I'm sorry. As long as Nick Saban's here, we can talk quarterback play.
How about the passing game coordinator? Thomas Brown seemed like a truth teller. Oh, what? They met each other for the first time when Thomas Brown became the OC.
Like, it's all...
It's embarrassing. Speech. It's so embarrassing.
I'm so glad he's the new head coach, by the way.
Congratulations right. On dinner. Looking forward to that.
No, I don't know.
In retrospect, what last year's Bears season looks like is crazy town.
Oh, it's laughable. It is absolutely crazy town. But here we are with an opportunity to create the dream. The dream is Bill Walsh and Joe Montana, Mike Holmgren and Brett Favre. You know, Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. The dream is offensive-minded head coach who has assistants that maybe cycle through and you never have to worry because he's the guru and he's here and he's in charge with quarterback that sets you up for a decade. That's the dream. It always should be the dream because at its best, that's what you want. Bears have a shot at it right now. Let's see. You got a super skilled former number one pick and the prized offensive head coach from this last cycle. Now let's watch and see how it develops.
It's funny because when you said Ben Johnson's got to figure out a lot of stuff and like this is the first thing, in my mind I went to one of the next things, which was the multitasking that he now has to do as a head coach versus being the guy that's in charge of offense. It's different. And figuring out how to spend your time and where to spend your time. But I think that's another thing where we can look at and go, look at what he hired as a staff and say, oh, well, The defense, he can, I wouldn't say leave it alone, but if he wanted to, he could.
He could tell some philosophical things to Dennis Allen and then let him take care of business.
A guy with actual head coaching experience who is known for running a defense well.
Right.
So you've got that. If worse comes to worse, if there's some sort of like disaster where Ben's like, I have to spend more time with the offense,
mm-hmm.
he can do it theoretically because of who he hired as his DC.
And he's got Declan Doyle as the offensive coordinator, who is a thrilled and willing assistant to do all of the grunt work that could possibly be asked of him while letting Ben make every philosophical choice and call all the plays.
Yeah, take care of these cards. This is how we're going to run practice. Let's see it at the end of the night. We'll go over the scripts, all of that stuff.
Right.
But I'm big picture man.
I'm big picture.
Big picture man.
And we'll see who else gets in the quarterbacks here. JT Barrett, as a quarterbacks coach, of course, one would assume. I don't know how much Declan Doyle is going to be in the quarterbacks here, but we know Ben Johnson's going to be. He already is.
Or Eric Bieniemy putting a foot up his ass.
Getting his Norm Van Leer on.
Shout out to Norm.
All right.
I miss Norm.
Norm owns that phrase.
Oh, my God.
He owns that completely. It's his intellectual property.
I miss that, man.
Agreed.
Here is Caleb Williams talking about how this could be a career course change for him.
Ben said last week that this offense is going to likely require you to go under center more. At this point of the offseason, what does that preparation look like?
It's the whole thing. It's working, getting up to the line, and it's like visualizing, like getting up to the line, saying the cadence, being on the center, you know, controlling those things, going over the routes, concepts, the footwork in your head in the off season, so that, you know, when those times hit and it's fourth quarter and you can't think about those things and you can't focus on those things, it's second nature, second habit, first nature, first habit of doing that, and getting under there and going through the cadence, going through the huddle sequence, getting up to the line, making checks if needed or anything like that. So I'm just practicing those things now, visualizing those things now, and building on those.
The Bears brought in a
connection with Lincoln during your time at Oklahoma, USC. I know it's very early with Ben, but do you have a sense of kind of what that connection is going to be like and how you two can grow together as head coach and quarterback?
Yeah, I think I have a knack for being able to tell when I vibe with somebody or anything like that and connect well with somebody. And I would say it was pretty similar feeling from when I, you know, met Lincoln 5 years ago now, I guess, 6 years ago, which is crazy to say, but 5 years ago. You know, like I said, a very similar feeling. Obviously, he's different in his own ways and unique ways, but a similar feeling for sure.
How is it different from a year ago when you came in as a rookie and you were meeting a new staff then for the first time?
This feels different. Obviously, it's the same in that sense. Being around these, you know, these coaches and, you know, some of these new guys, obviously that's new, and that's how I felt last year. I think some of it for me, though, is the fact that I've gone through a year, the fact, you know, that I had ups and downs and, you know, we stayed strong and I stayed strong. And I think that's the difference to it so far for me and the feeling for me. And then obviously, you know, what Ben has been able to do, bring some excitement for me. So, you know, those have been the two main things of, you know, I've had a year under my belt now of ups and downs and good and bad and things like that. And then the excitement of Ben being here and his creativity and all these different things.
What impressed you most about what Ben did in Detroit? And how do you expect that he working with you will specifically benefit you and your career?
Us growing together is key. Starting now, him pushing me, key. And I know that, and he knows that, you know, him pushing me, because it's as he said before, it's a QB driven league. And so, you know, being able to have that position right on every team, that's why that position is so important in draft or, you know, people trying to get the QBs is at this day and age of the game, I would say is because it's so QB driven. And if you have that position right, it helps with, you know, a bunch of different things. And so, you know, so building that bond, you know, him pushing me and us growing together for years to come. It's going to be fun. I can't wait. And you know, to be able to help me, you know, learn more about ball because he's super smart, super sharp, and, you know, grow and progress in those ways so that, you know, year four, you know, I'm out there and it's, you know, Ben's obviously still, you know, calling, Ben's doing his thing, but, you know, it's a Jared thing where Jared's out there now. He's just, you know, he's calling the whole game in a sense when he's out there on the field and he's been the coach.
Ooh, dig that. So Jared Goff being in charge that way, that's a North Star for Caleb.
You got to earn that.
Yeah, for sure. You know, let me just say, there's some decoding of Caleb and some kind of patience that it takes to listen to Caleb, because he's so careful and he's really good about being careful not to say anything. Like, he's not the guy we're going to go to for comparison with the last staff. He's not really going to give us that because he doesn't want to bus toss anybody, and that's cool. But we just got to listen for the stuff that he talks about for right now and moving on. When he says, yeah, he's super smart, he's super creative, you know, and you think about the way that he was when he let his guard down with Amon-Ra St. Brown on that podcast. Remember that in terms of how he feels about Ben. And the thing in there about, like, him pushing me, he said it a few times. I know it's going to be about him pushing me. So he knows he's going to get pushed, and he's going to be able to take it. I think he's going to be able to take it. It's just going to be really, really interesting and important to watch.
So this was the second time that I heard Caleb, because I was listening in the office before the show. And one of the things that I don't think that we spend enough time talking about, and I get it, it's results-based. People want, they want it now. They've heard all the stories about what Caleb Williams is and who he was going to be when he pops into the NFL. The concept of becoming a professional, it's hard for any of us, to understand when you get that first real job of what it takes to then do it. And then when you think about it from the perspective of, here's a guy that has always been the person who has been looked to as the leader, as the guy, as he's doing all this stuff. And now there might be a part of this that's going to take him a while to adjust to, while having to navigate, oh, I got a C on my chest because I'm the quarterback of the team. This, things don't feel right here. And I feel weird maybe even saying they don't feel right, because I don't know, because I'm not used to this. Mm-hmm. I think that even with some of the growth that we saw, and obviously Jaden Daniels is the guy that people are going to most closely associate Caleb Williams with, 1-2 in the draft, I want to give him the grace of, oh, okay, now I got it. I understand how this works. Like him saying inside of there, when he's saying, now that I have a full season, and he kind of chuckles under it. Now that he understands what NFL life is like.
There's a level of learning. There's a level of this, a level of that, level of being public in front of you guys every week. Like the exhaustion of the length of the season and everything like, yeah, no, he didn't know. How could you know?
And
now
he's lived it. He didn't really have a lot of great role models to help him out in that regard. So I think that's part of this too. It's something that I'm looking for. The idea of being challenged by Ben Johnson on that front, to me, is significant, because how do you deal with that? How do you deal with someone? Now you're dealing with someone who does know the answers to the test.
Mm-hmm.
You're not dealing with someone who's guessing. He wrote the test.
Yeah, you know,
he knows the answers to it.
You're reminding me of last year. Caleb referenced grace in training camp, that he appreciated the grace that he was getting from the coaches. Might have been a little too much grace and about the wrong things. But like the grace, he still needs it, though. He still needs it as a young man, you know, and it's going to have to come, but maybe under with different aspects. We got more that we need to hear, and I don't want to shortchange anything.
Neither do I.
Let's stay right here with it.
All right. There's one more piece of sound from Caleb, because we're trying to figure out, and maybe you can help us with this. If Caleb understands a concept, and I wouldn't fault him if he didn't.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people out there who don't understand the concept.
And it gives us an opportunity to whiteboard some stuff. We'll do that next here on The Score.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.